This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Yesterday we finished Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, who gets Aliyos. However, there is an amazing Bir Halacha that it's worthwhile to see. And that is the Bir Halacha outlines the order of Chiyuvim. Take a look in the Bir Halacha. There's a Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. V'Ata Nesader HaChiyuvim Shehaskan Mechiv Letzavos L'Kroisam Koidem Lacher. We're now going to arrange the obligatory Aliyos that the Gabai is obligated to call up, to call up, that have precedence over others. What if the Gabai makes a mistake and he called up someone else? Then whoever he called gets the aliyah. The chiyuv can't say, well, I'm a chiyuv. Well, he was a chiyuv, but he's not going to get the aliyah. Because this is, the chiyuvim here are mitairas minhag. So the minhag doesn't stand. The minhag is only if the chazan calls up the right guy. If the chazan calls up the wrong guy, then the minhag is the wrong guy gets it. Also, since it's unlikely for the gabbai to make a mistake, it's davar she'enoi matzoi, there's no inyan of minhag, the Das Torah says. Okay. Let's see the Bir Halacha. Ukefi ha-takanois v'hanhogosh en higu rabbeisenu ha-gedoilim. This is based on the enactments and the practices that our chachamim have practiced. Ukefi ha-mavoyer b'levush u-magen avram b'sun reish pebez u-shar ha-chorinus. It's based on levush and the magen avram. Number one, chasan b'yoyim chupasai. The chasan on the day of his chuppah. Presumably that would include, even if the chasan is getting married that night after Tseis HaKoychavim, but I'm not sure, the Bir Halacha doesn't say. Chasan b'Shabbos koydem achasana, the chasan on the Shabbos before the chasan, what we call an ofruf. Shemezamre moysa, where they sing to him, they sing him to shul. Nar shenasa bar mitzvah ba'oysa Shabbos, a kid who's becoming a bar mitzvah that Shabbos. Meaning, boy b'yoyim, that day. He's becoming a bar mitzvah that day. Now, later on in Siman Reish Pei Beis, he says, ba'isa shavua, that week. In other words, let's say he became a bar mitzvah that week. Rav Chaim Knievsky says that he's a chiyuv to get an aliyah even if he already became a bar mitzvah in the middle of the week. It's lav davka on that Shabbos. What about somebody who became a bar mitzvah that week? Should he get an aliyah Monday and Thursday? Rav Chaim Knievsky said, maybe, yitachin. What if he already got an aliyah Monday and Thursday? Should he get an aliyah Shabbos? Yitachin. Could be. Okay, this is the order. The order is chasan, afruf, bar mitzvah, bal isha yoledes, the husband of a woman who gave birth. B'Shabbos shehoileches lebeis haknesses. If she's in shul. Meaning the guy says, I'm a chiyuv. Why are you chiyuv? I had a baby. So the first thing is we have to remind him, pal, your wife had the baby. Okay, it's just, you know, You mean your wife had the baby. Okay. Is she in shul? No. Okay. You're not up there on the list yet. Chasan b'Shabbos she'achar chasna. The Shabbos sheva brachos. Next, yartzeit b'Shabbos shehu yoyim shemeis bay aviv ayimai. Boy b'yoyim yartzeit. A yartzeit boy b'yoyim is down on the list. Is not one of the big chiyuvim. Meaning, there are a lot of people who have precedence. Next, Avi Yeled Zachar B'Shabbos Shelfnei Hamila, the father of a boy who was born on the Shabbos before the Mila. if the father already got an aliyah on that Shabbos, yesh noigim that he'll get an aliyah on the day of the milah as well. If he was oyla l'toira in the middle of the week before the milah, it could be yitachin that he should get an aliyah Shabbos also. Some places the mile and the sadik are also chiyuvim on the Shabbos before. Some don't give them that; they give them a consolation prize. They get to do hagba. Now we're going to learn the order of kedima. These are all chiyuvim, but the order is not necessarily in that order. Let's see what the order is. Chasan b'yom chupasai haynu b'chol during the week kishiyasa chupa b'yom zeh hu kaidim l'chol hachiyuvim. He is before all the chiyuvim. But what about if he's getting married in the nighttime? So the dirsha brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, he is not a chiyuv. Just roy. What if the day after the chuppah is Kriyas HaTorah? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Toiv that you should get an aliyah. So in most cases, a chassan is not going to be a chiyuv, because in most cases, he's going to get married at night, unless it's like a summer wedding, and it's still going to be during the day. So the chassan takes precedence, Afilu lenar shenas bar mitzvah b'yom zeh, even a boy b'yom. What about a kid who becomes a bar mitzvah on Tisha B'av? Mamish davar yafe b'itai. Unbelievable. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, when should he get an aliyah? By mincha. He should get an aliyah by mincha. Why? Since there's simcha in the aliyah and the father is mavarech baruch shepetrani, should delay it to mincha time. So a kid who... So Yirmiyah HaNavi at his bar mitzvah, he took the aliyah by mincha. You know? He took the aliyah. And Chilkiyahu said, Baruch Shapatrani may Einsha Shalazah. But L'chor, he got Kohen. Yirmiyahu was a Kohen. So there's even a Shaila. How is he allowed to be Matame himself to Yoshio HaMelech? It says that every revius of blood that came out of Yoshio HaMelech, Yirmiyahu went and he gathered it. How is he allowed to do that? Now, when do you make the bracha of Baruch Shapatrani? Let's see in the Be'er Halacha. So, and by the way, Chasan also b'chol shekin shekadam a yartzeit. He certainly takes precedence over yartzeit. Nar shenase bar mitzvah ba'oisa shavua. A kid that became a bar mitzvah that week, im yesh lo ironis. If he is a member of the city, the Hainu Shumitoy Sheir, who koidim l'chal achayuvim, kivan shehu zman chinuchai, since it is the zman of the chinuch. It's the time of his inauguration. So the bar mitzvah boy, who became bar mitzvah that week, comes, takes precedence even over a yard site. I, the guy, he's giving tikkun, he bought egg kichel, he bought matches herring, and you could tell, you know, you could tell the moment he walked in, even though he doesn't have it on him. You know what he bought. You could. He has the reach nichayach. He's still, the bar mitzvah boy takes precedence. Uch shekori nar bar mitzvah aviv mavarech, baruch shepetrani mayon shoy shalzeh, kil kaman mesimen reish chafhei. When does the father make it? The first Shabbos that he goes up, gets called up to the Torah, so everybody knows he's a bar mitzvah. What?
And after that, also to make it?
No, but that's just the correct time to do it. Now, which means you don't do it during the week. The Shabbos Rishayna, Shekoyer B'Torah. The Shaar Tzion says, according to our Minog, that a Katan doesn't get an Aliyah at all before he's a Gehla Mitzvah, when he's Oyla L'Torah, even if he doesn't read, Noidel Rabim Shubar Mitzvah. By the way, the Dirsha says, according to this, on the Bar Mitzvah Shabbos, the father should not make Baruch Shepetrani. Why? Because the Katan is getting Maftir. If he's getting Maftir, there's no Raya that he's a Bar Mitzvah, unless he lanes. So a bar mitzvah boy that lanes, the father can make Baruch Shepetrani. If the bar mitzvah boy doesn't lane, the father cannot make Baruch Shepetrani.
If it's by Bayam, should he be getting mafter?
Yeah, he could get mafter. He could get mafter. It doesn't say that mafter is not eligible for a chiyuv. Now, you hear this chiddush? That a bar mitzvah boy, nowadays, it's not in style, it's more in style that kids don't lane anymore. Why? Why should they know how to read the words of the Torah? No, why should they know how to do that? How is that going to help them? As long as they could go to yeshiva, why should they know how to read the words of Hashem? So they don't read the Torah, they just get an aliyah. So they get an aliyah and they get mafter. There's no proof that they're a gadol, because a katan could get mafter. Now it could be bizman hazeh, we don't even give a katan mafter. Most places would not give, so maybe this would be different. Okay, I want to show you another interesting thing. Look down a little bit. So a nar bar mitzvah of that week, if he has iranos, he's koidim l'chal achiyuvim, because it's the time of his chinuch. Melvad chasan shemezamrim lo yishu shavalai. Besides an ofruf and a bar mitzvah bachar are equal. So the highest priority is chasan by biyayim, as long as the marriage is before tzeis. The next level is bar mitzvah that week or afruf. They're equal. What do they do? V'yatilu gairal. They make a gairal. V'im ein anar shenasa bar mitzvah mitoshav yo'ir. But if the kid who is a bar mitzvah doesn't live in the city, av shem chuyam l'kores, even though there's a chiyuv, kamakim ein doicha shum chiyuv shal toshver, he doesn't push off other chiyuvim. Hechason b'shabes shekoidim hachasneu gamkein koidim l'chol hachiyuvim. A chasan on the Shabbos before the chasna is before any chiyuv. V'afilu im loy tia chasna ba'isa shavua. What if the wedding's not going to be that week? Kugan shahoylech lasis chupasa b'yaracheres rochoik mikan. What if he's going, he's making the chasana in, he's having a destination wedding. That's not what the Chavetz Chaim is talking about, but that's what it would be nowadays. You know, it happens, by the way, at least in my neck of the woods, destination wedding. The wedding's going to be in 2 weeks. Now, it's not really nagea because most people fly there, but this guy's taking a camel. He's taking a camel. And the wedding is going to be in 8 days. Ofruf, even one of these fake ofrufs. Here the guy gets called up to, are you getting married this week? No. Why is the ofruf? The next Shabbos is not convenient because... you know, it's very in style now to have convenient ofrufs. One shul, they gave the bar mitzvah boy an ofruf already. He doesn't even have a kala. It's easier to get it over with then. So as long as he's praving an ofruf, he's koidim l'chol hachiyuvim, even if the chasana is not that week. That's a big chiddush. The dershu brings, what aliyah does the chasan get? The idea that the chassan gets maftir is already a well-known minhag. The Mishnah brings later in Kuf Ayin Aleph, Sivkadon Chaf Aleph. Also, if the yard site falls out in the middle of the week, the Shaar Ephraim, the Chida, the Kaf Achaim says he gets maftir. Why? Alpi the Zoyar, the Iker Aliyas Neshama is in the Shabbos before the yard site. What if you have a chasan and a yard site? So I would have said, based on what we learned, it's pashat, the chasan goes first, because the highest priority is chasan b'yam chupasai, followed by nar shenasa bar mitzvah isa shavua. He's koidim chal chayuvim, even... Oh, the Bir Halacha said Chasan b'yam chupasai hu kaidim chal chayuvim afilu lenar shenasar mitzvah v'kol shekein yard site. That means nar, a bar mitzvah is a bigger precedence than a yard site. And the Bir Halacha said that an ofruf is equal to bar mitzvah. So I would have said, the Mishnah Berurah would say, there is no question that a ofruf takes precedence over a yard site. And in fact, Rabbi Yashiv says, the Tzitzel Yazir says, the chasan takes precedence over the yard site. Rav Vosner says, Yesh lahaktim, the yard side. Rav Chaim Kinevsky says, they're equal. I don't understand how you could say any of those positions. The Chavetz Chaim just said in the Bir Halacha that we learn that the order of operations is, number one, chasam yam chupasai. Number two, bar mitzvah, which takes precedent over yard site. And the Bir Halacha said that a afruf is equal to bar mitzvah. So to me, that means that a afruf would take precedence over a yard site. At least that's what the Bir Halacha would say. That's what Rabbi Yashiv paskins. I don't understand what Rav Vosner's position is, or even Rav Chaim. Then the Dirshu brings that when there's a bar mitzvah and a yard site, he brings to a nimuk from the Munkacha that a yard site takes precedence. I don't know why. I don't know. You can't bring that down in Dirshu. That's not what the Bir Halacha says. You could say that the Munkacha disagrees with the Bir Halacha, but you can't just bring that down. No? Unless that's Dafka B'yoim Hayard site. Okay, what's today? Thursday?
Rabbi? Is it you mentioned, and I don't know if this applies with all these cases, you're talking about if someone is not a member of the city. Is that today where we apply a person a member of the shul, where what takes precedence? Would that be enough?
I mean,
if someone is not from the city,
because
it's only mentioned once.
Yeah.
Who would come first?
Likely. But I don't know. It's not absolutely clear. Okay, we'll pick it up here on Monday. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.